Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today in the United States, it's Thanksgiving Day. I know that in other parts of the world, you may be hearing this program, but it applies to all of us, whether we're celebrating Thanksgiving or not. We need to grow in gratitude to God. How many times do you thank God for what he gives you? I never did. I just assumed he knew or something like that. But I've taken time to just say, thank you, God, for today. Thank you for the blessings of today. Thank you for the difficult situations because I know you'll give me wisdom. But I thank you for life. I thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your presence with us. Brothers and sisters, build gratitude in our lives if it's not there. Some people are just very grateful. Some people overdo it a little bit. But just a simple thank you to somebody can mean so much. You don't want to miss that. Somebody does something for you. It might be very literal, might be very little as well, literal or little. What we want to do is be in a place where we are listening for it. And when we hear it, we can so easily say, you're welcome, and mean it. It blesses people, brothers and sisters. The opening prayer tells us, Father all-powerful, your gifts of love are countless, and your goodness infinite. As we come before you on Thanksgiving Day with gratitude for your kindness, open our hearts to have concern for every man, woman, and child, so that we may share your gifts in loving service, that together we might thank you and share your gifts among us. And we pray through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, how much we have to be thankful for. Yes, we have difficulties. Yes, sometimes we have great difficulties. But even then, take a little time, not just have a nice meal for somebody, though that's wonderful to do, seeing relatives you haven't seen in a while. But just carve out for yourself, even if it can only be 5 minutes. Just carve out a little time and pray for all the people who've gathered with you, that their faith increase, that their faith grow. We need our faith to grow. First reading is from the prophet Daniel, chapter 6, verses 12 to 28. And this is a long one. It says here, some men rushed into the upper chamber of Daniel's home and found him praying and pleading before his God. Then they went to remind the king about the prohibition. Did you not decree, O king, that no one is to address a petition to God or man for 30 days except to you, O king? Otherwise he shall be cast into a den of lions. And the king answered him, the decree is absolute, irrevocable under the Mede and the Persian law. To this they replied, Daniel, the Jewish exile, has paid no attention to you, O king, or to the decree you issued. 3 times a day he offers his prayer. The king was deeply grieved at this news, and he made up his mind to save Daniel. He worked until sunset to rescue him. But these men insisted. They said, keep in mind, O king, that under the Mede and Persian law, every royal prohibition or decree is irrevocable. So the king ordered Daniel to be brought and cast into the lion's den. To Daniel he said, may your God, whom you serve so constantly, save you. To forestall any tampering, the king sealed with his own ring and the rings of the lords the stone that had been brought to block the opening of the den. Then the king returned to his palace for the night. He refused to eat, and he dismissed the entertainers. Since sleep was impossible for him, the king rose very early the next morning and hastened to the lion's den. As he drew near, he cried out to Daniel sorrowfully, O Daniel, servant of the living God, has the God whom you serve so constantly been able to save you from the lions? Daniel answered the king, O king, live forever. My God has sent his angel and closed the lion's mouth so that they have not hurt me, for I have been found innocent before him. Neither to you have I done any harm, O king. This gave the king great joy. At his order, Daniel was removed from the den unhurt because he trusted in his God. And the king then ordered that the men who had accused Daniel, along with their children and their wives, to be cast into the lion's den. Before they reached the bottom of the den, the lions overpowered them and crushed all their bones. Then King Darius wrote to the nations and peoples of every language, wherever they dwelt on the earth, "All peace to you. I decree that through my royal domain, the God of Daniel is to be reverenced and feared. For he is the living God, enduring forever. His kingdom shall not be destroyed. His dominion shall be without end. He is a deliverer and a savior, working signs and wonders in heaven and on earth. And he delivered Daniel from the lion's power." Look at that conversion. Now, it took proof. It did take proof, but he did pray. And he did ask God, and God heard him. Brothers and sisters, we may not have such a startling result because our circumstances are not the same. But brothers and sisters, bring everything to God in prayer. Ask him to help you, or smooth out a pathway, or make someone who wasn't willing to listen to you, or whatever the case may be. But brothers and sisters, trust in God. Turn to him. And the responsorial psalm says, "Give glory and eternal praise to him." And that's what we want to do. "Dew and rain, frost and chill, ice and snow, nights and days, light and darkness, praise and exalt him above all forever. Lightnings and clouds, let the earth bless the Lord. Let us bless the Lord day in and day out, for giving us life, for giving us food, for giving us a means to work. Thank God for the good friends that you have. Cherish them. Turn to them when you are in need. God uses your good friends. They will help you. Turn to God first, then to your good friend, always. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, verses 20 to 28. Jesus said to his disciples, "When you see Jerusalem surrounded by armies, know that its desolation is at hand. Then those in Judea must flee to the mountains. Let those within the city escape from it. Let those in the countryside not enter the city. For these days are the time of punishment, when all the scriptures are fulfilled. Woe to pregnant women and nursing mothers in those days, for a terrible calamity will come upon the earth and a wrathful judgment upon this people. They will fall by the edge of the sword and be taken as captives to all the Gentiles, and Jerusalem will be trampled underfoot by the Gentiles until the time of the Gentiles are fulfilled. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken, and then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with great power and glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand." You know, brothers and sisters, how much, and I'm not getting into some kind of far-fetched story, but just how much have we thought about the end of this world? Not only our death, but our death and the death of those we love and the death of millions and billions of people. What will it be like when Jesus comes? Brothers and sisters, think of that. Think about that today. Say, "Lord, I want to be faithful to you and I want to grow in faith. Help me." Just pray that prayer every day. I want to be faithful in prayer. Because, brothers and sisters, God does want to help us. God will help us. God will stand with us in that time, whenever that comes. But right now, the call to each of us is to grow in faith. Grow in faith. And that takes prayer. It takes talking to other people. Most of all, it takes reading the scriptures day in and day out. If we do and say, you can say, oh, I've read them 4 or 5 times. Well, that's wonderful. Brothers and sisters, God wants us to grow in more faith, that we may help others. I heard somewhere recently that Christianity in the U.S. is growing less. And I know it was a substantial source that Christianity is growing less. Brothers and sisters, let us pray. Let us pray together. God wants us to do that. But what I want you to do is be thankful today for what you do have. Really be thankful. Take time to pray before you begin to eat your Thanksgiving dinner. Or at least, if you're not in a Christian situation, pray yourself before you eat. Thank him. Thank him for each event in every day and in your life, the things that have helped you, the things that have stood beside you. In fact, the preface for Thanksgiving Day says this: it is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere, to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Christ our Lord. You have entrusted to us the great gift of freedom. Do you ever think about that? You say, oh, you don't know my boss. No, we're talking about the kind of freedom that impedes even your movement, that you can't do what you want to do at all. Brothers and sisters, we have this great gift. Are we thanking him for it? It's a gift that calls forth responsibility and commitment to the truth that all have a fundamental dignity before you. In Jesus, through his death and resurrection, we find our ultimate redemption, freedom from sin, and every blessing. And so with hearts full of love, we join the angels today and every day of our lives to sing your glory. That's what we want to do, brothers and sisters. Thank him for all that he has done for us. O Lord our God, you have shown us the depths of your love for all your children. Help us, we pray, to reach out in love to all your people so that we may share with them the good things of time and of eternity. Brothers and sisters, that's what we want to do. We want to pray and pray in thanksgiving and then reach out to others who may not be as blessed as we are. Reach out to others and see what our country has given us, what our church has given us. I've been to many parts of the world, brothers and sisters, and I've seen very little of the same kind of freedom or the same care for the poor and the sick that we have. And ours is not perfect, but it's certainly there. There's so many ways that our vote is important in everything. That's a way of giving thanks to God, exercising our freedom. So I just want to encourage you, today, on Thanksgiving Day, take a look at what you have been given, and then take a look at what you can give to others in return. May God give all of you a very, very blessed and happy Thanksgiving. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.